It may not be a real ID, but this identification card still works at airports. The State Education Department resurrects excellence awards for schools, and the Cherokee Nation has acquired an important historical cemetery. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Deborah Shar. Identification cards used by federally recognized tribal nations can still be used to fly, even though the new federal Real ID is required at airports. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
While tribal IDs are not classified as real IDs, they are federally recognized and are acceptable forms of identification for domestic travel. Sarah Adams is a registered member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, and she says she uses her tribal ID at checkpoints, even if it takes a little extra time to verify.
And I actually really like it whenever somebody goes, wait, what is this? It means that there's somebody else that's learning that these identifications tied back to our tribe. It's like expansion of that knowledge.
Adam says her tribal identity is important to her, and using her ID reinforces tribal sovereignty. She recommends all tribal citizens flying this holiday season bring their IDs with them. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Oklahoma's State Department of Education is bringing back Blue Ribbon Awards for schools after the Trump administration took them away. Robbie Korth has more on the awardees.
As the school year started, U.S. Department of Education officials told states they would suspend the prestigious and long-standing National Blue Ribbon Schools program indefinitely. Federal officials said at the time states should take on the awards, and Oklahoma is doing just that. A half dozen schools were given the honor, including a charter school in Oklahoma City, a high school in Fort Gibson, and an elementary school in Arapahoe. The prizes were given in recognition of exceptional academic performance and commitment to student success. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A nationwide coalition of organizations has launched a new campaign for ending capital punishment. KGOU's Hannah France reports several Oklahoma-based organizations are joining the effort.
The U.S. Campaign to End the Death Penalty held a press conference to announce more than 50 local and national groups opposing capital punishment are coming together to advocate for an end to the practice nationwide. Executive Director Laura Porter says support for the death penalty has been steadily dropping since 1994 and cited Gallup poll data showing less than half of adult respondents ages 18 to 54 support capital punishment.
In this moment, we see a very clear disconnect between the handful of politicians pushing for more executions and the expansion of the death penalty and current public sentiment on this issue. We want to make sure policymakers know the country is moving away from the death penalty.
Oklahoma-based organizations partnering with the campaign include Oklahoma Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty, the Oklahoma Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, Black Lives Matter OKC, and the Julius Jones Institute. I'm Hannah France.
The Cherokee Nation is celebrating the acquisition of a cemetery in Tahlequah. As Sarah Lisi reports, the site is where many important Cherokee historical figures who lived during and after forced removal have been laid to rest.
The Oklahoma Historical Society has taken care of the Wooster Cemetery in Tahlequah since 1952. But not anymore, says Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr.
So we've now acquired the Park Hill Mission Cemetery, known as the Wooster Cemetery.
The editor of the First Cherokee newspaper and historical leader Elias Boudinot is buried there, along with Sam Wooster, who defended Cherokee sovereignty.
A lot of Cherokees who survived the Trail of Tears and helped build up the Cherokee Nation and our new homeland are laid to rest there.
Hoskin Jr. says restoring and making historic Cherokee cemeteries more accessible is a top priority for the nation, especially this one. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.